Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Well, it's hoped that a final decision on this year's state's exams will be made today. It's understood the favoured model is one that has an element of written exams along with some predictive grades as well. The Teachers Union of Ireland is hopeful a deal can be reached today, but the General Secretary, Michael Gillespie, feels that the junior cert will have to be cancelled for the leaving cert to go ahead. I'm glad to be joined now, first of all, by Nadine. Good morning to you, Nadine. Okay, let me just put both of them down there. Thanks, Doc. Nadine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good to talk to you today. You're part of a Leaving Cert students group. Will you tell me about that? It's Student Voice, Student Choice.
So, yeah, there's a group of us, and there's 15 of us from all over Ireland. And we got together just, like, to make sure students' concerns are heard. And, like, we've got stories from 5th years, 6th years, 3rd years about their concerns of mainly the junior cert and leaving cert, and then 5th years they're saying they feel they're in the same position that we were last year, that there's not much talk about them and they feel that they would be forgotten about, which kind of happened to us last year and there was no plan B put in place for us, and now here we are waiting for decisions on our exams. We, as a group, we've been on other radio stations. We've been on KCLR, we've been on Virgin Media, we've been on RTE 98 FM, so we're trying our best to get our concerns heard and for the student voice to be heard.
And tell me about that, because it is about student voice. Are you being heard? Because, I mean, what we're hearing about is the minister, the department, the teachers' unions, all in negotiation about what is essentially your life and your issues.
I personally feel we're not being heard enough. We've been in meetings with TDs and ministers and we've been expressing our concerns, but I feel sometimes they're kind of just ignored. But we did have one meeting with a very strong minister and he said that he agreed with everything we said and that he'd shared the concerns with Minister Foley, and the fact that at this point us students just need clarity and certainty that there will be something in place for us in June, because I know a lot of us are starting to get extremely unmotivated as each day goes along, because we don't know what we're working towards, as in, are we going to have to sit an exam or are we going to be getting calculated grades at the end of the year? Like, none of us know, and it's a very uncertain time for us, and I feel at this point whatever decision comes out, whether it be today or the end of this week, it's just a certainty that we need at this point.
And what is it you would like as a model? I mean, would you prefer some sort of a predicted grade, or would you prefer to actually sit down traditionally and do the leaving cert?
I'd prefer a calculated grade, because I know we won't have a course completely done for our subjects, and it would be very hard to sit an exam when we, the last time we had a proper exam would have been our junior cert, because we have uncertainty around our mocks as well. Like, we were told if we were back to school on the 22nd of February, which is next Monday, our mocks would be the 25th of February, but now we're not going to be back as far as we know, so we don't know if we're having mocks or not. And I feel that if a lot of schools have cancelled their mocks, and I feel in my school could be leaning towards that. And I feel if we don't do a mock, I don't think any of us are prepared to actually sit a leaving cert exam.
And what really strikes me as very difficult is how will they finish out the next few months of teaching on two different strands? One will be those who might choose the calculated grades, and the others who would choose the written exam, because it's two different kinds of teaching, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in contact with my principal and he was saying that that's a concern for the teachers as well, as in, like, you could have a class of 30 of us and 10 could want an exam and 20 could want predicted grades. So, if, like, I'm not really sure how it would work, but I think if, like, I think at this point I feel the decision should just be one or the other, because I know if it's a choice now, there's not really much time to actually prepare a class for, like, half the class would predict the grade, half the class for an exam, because us as a group realised that if we're back March the 1st, we have approximately 11 weeks of school time left, and in that we have to finish a course, revise what we did last year, possibly do mocks and do or practicals and projects, which we don't know, are they going ahead either? And they're either 2 weeks before Easter or 2 weeks after Easter, but as our exam, we have no certainty there as if they're going on or they're not going on.
Stay with me for a moment, Nadine, because Cathal is with us as well. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good to talk to you. You're a Leaving Cert student as well. You've been listening to Nadine there. Would you go along with most of what she's saying, Cathal?
Yeah, definitely. I think every Leaving Cert student is in the same boat, and what we're looking for, is the choice. That choice facilitates the needs of every Leaving Cert student. So I do agree with Nadine's statement there.
Right. What would your preference be? I mean, would it be calculated grades or the traditional exam?
Yeah, I'd definitely pick the calculated grades, because it would reduce the stress that I'm being faced by and a number of students are being faced by. So yeah, I'd pick calculated grades or predicted grades.
Right. And do you take my point about how difficult it would be to teach two different strands? Because I presume that if teachers are calculating a grade, they'd like to see more project work and more work that they could judge you on or adjudicate you on, whereas the other is a lot of revision, I suppose, where the traditional Leaving Cert is concerned.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's going to be probably hard, but I think we're all kind of learning the same stuff. And say if we were doing continuous assessment when we returned to school, I think it will help those who want to sit the exam too, because they'd be revising at the same time we're revising.
Right. How have you found homeschooling, Cathal?
Homeschooling for me has been quite difficult. Now, I do have good internet and I do have the technology, but look, we have to remember others don't have that around the country. Some people have poor Wi-Fi and they don't have the technology for it. So they've been at a big disadvantage doing the online learning. So we need to remember that, and the government and the Department of Education need to remember that too.
Right. You're dyslexic, Cathal, as well, so I presume that has its own issues, particularly where the homeschooling. You'd prefer to be back in the classroom, obviously.
Yeah, in a classroom environment is better for me. Now, obviously, we can't go in due to the virus and stuff, so I'm not getting the support that I normally get in school. But
right, and how has that affected you?
I am doing my own work and trying my best, but it is quite hard to be motivated at home, like Nadine says. It's quite hard in that way to stay motivated and to do books when you have no one pushing you or no teacher directing you in the right direction.
Right. Nadine, what about you where the homeschooling was concerned? I mean, how do you feel about that?
As I'm the same as Cathal, I have the good Wi-Fi and I have my own laptop, luckily enough. But it's just in my school, a lot of our classes, if we had a 40-minute class in school, it has been reduced to about a half an hour, 20 minutes. And it's just, we're not getting the same amount of work done as we are in actual school. And I think that's a fear for a lot of us students, as in, if this homeschooling goes on any longer, I know with my teachers, we're not getting enough work done as we would in school. So will that mean we're going to be behind more when we are back in school?
And speaking of being behind, then, of course, we have to look to college. I know that you're anxious to do psychology and WIT. Yeah. When you try and look ahead like that, in terms of points, for example, have you concerns about that, Nadine?
I have to aim for about 450 to 500 points to get my first choice, and that's in Waterford. And I'm from Wexford, so Waterford's only about an hour away from me, which would be more ideal. But my second option on my CAO is in Galway, and I'm kind of thinking that's 3.5 hours away from home. I won't be able to come home every weekend and stuff, and that's kind of getting me. I'd love to go to Waterford, and at the beginning of the year, in September, I kind of felt I would be able to get it because I thought we would have had a full school year in a classroom. Like, I didn't expect us to be back in this situation that we were back in last March. And I think that's a concern as well for a lot of us, that it's a double disturbance. And we were told we could be back the 22nd, and now Minister Foley's looking at the 1st of March. But a lot of our fears are, will this be pushed forward again?
And what about the orals, for example, and the practicals? I mean, how would that, again, if somebody was sitting down to do the Leaving Cert, how does that work along then? I mean, will there be orals and practicals?
I know myself, I'm a music student, so my practicals would be worth 50% of my exam,
yes,
which is very high. I know in school I haven't been able to practice at all because of the guidelines around music and the air particles for COVID itself. So it's been very uncertain since September anyway for my practical, as in my teacher hasn't been able to assess me, or she got a video of me through Microsoft Teams, but just she couldn't hear it properly and stuff, so that was very uncertain. So I myself can't see them going ahead, but that worries me then where my 50% will go. Like, am I going to have to put that into a paper, or am I going to have to, is that going to be given to us, or I?
And again, you have no clarity where this is concerned. Cathal, in terms of how much of the courses you've done as well, is that a concern because you missed out on so much of fifth year?
Yeah, like we're behind in quite a lot of coursework in school, in nearly every subject. I can't think of any subject that we're ahead or we're on the normal track. Like, we're behind in everything. And like Nadine said, like, I have an hour classes normally when I'm in school, but they're cost 20 minutes. So now we only have 40 minute classes. And like, I feel like we're behind in there, like, straight away. And it's not the teacher's fault or anything, but, you know, it is hard to keep going with that. And yes, we are behind in nearly every subject in school regarding coursework.
Right, so whatever way this goes, there'd have to be some sort of a modification of the traditional exam, certainly, wouldn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that they couldn't sort of put everything into an exam if you haven't covered the course. I mean, it would be very unfair.
Yeah,
they did put in some modifications when we were in August, but they were putting an extra question or two on papers. But I know my math teacher was saying they put, I think, one extra question on the paper, and he was saying that doesn't shorten the course, or it makes the course worse because we don't know what this topic may be on the paper. So a lot of my teachers are telling me normally they would tell students to leave this chapter out, that you can do another question instead.
Yes.
Now they're telling us, no, we need to know everything because we don't know what this extra question is that they have already supplied us with.
Oh my God.
It's a disadvantage there, having to do a whole course while other years could possibly leave a chapter out.
Finally, Cathal, can I put it to you about just the basic social interaction, you know, that will be that camaraderie of Leaving Cert? And, you know, for even the best of times, Leaving Cert is very stressful, and students would be naturally anxious about it. But camaraderie can help with that. You're devoid of that at the moment. What difference does that make to you, do you think?
Yeah, it is hard not meeting, I guess, with your schoolmates and your classmates and your friends outside school, as you're not supposed to be meeting with anyone at the moment. So it is hard, and it's hard as well not to be doing any sports, you know, such as football or basketball or swimming.
Yeah.
And so you miss out on all those stuff that you carried out in a normal year. And I guess this year hasn't been normal for any of us.
Mm.
But it is hard, yeah, you know, because you'd miss all those stuff then that you used to do.
Yeah, Nadine, what about that for you, that social interaction?
I've seen, like, you know, people could be going for socially distant walks or whatever, but where I live, that's not possible. I've no one around me. So I do miss that connection with my friends. And I feel like in a normal year when you're in sixth year, like, you could have that weekend with your friends or something to release that stress you may have for us. It's just you're stuck at home and you can't really have that fun with your friends. So it is very, very hard.
All right. Well, look, it looks like there will be some form of decision made today, but it's understood that the favoured model is a kind of an element of both, really, I suppose, in that you would sit the exam and you would also have the calculated grades. And I presume you'll get an opportunity to pick whichever is the best one for you, Nadine. But does that mean anything to you? Does that give you any solace at all?
If a decision did come out today, I think for a lot of us, it may help in the fact that we know what we're working towards, and it's not just what could we and what could we not be. But at the same time, I feel if they say to us that we have to sit some sort of exam now, we don't know how much longer this disturbance is going on for, so it'd be very hard to know if we're going to miss more time or not.
And Cathal, what about you? If that decision is made today to have an element of both, would that throw you, or would that suit you?
I think it would relieve the stress and the unnecessary anxiety.
The uncertainty,
that is being faced by students. That kind of way. Look, we deserve that. We deserve that choice, and we deserve that fairness that we've been looking for the past month.
Mm.
And I think the government and the union are starting to realise that at the moment, that we do need this choice, and that's been the preferred option. And that's why the ACI backed down last Thursday, because that was the preferred option in the talks with calculated grades.
Mm. And just finally, Nadine, you say you represent students other than Leaving Cert students. Do you feel for the junior certs? Because it looks like that's just going to be cancelled out of hand.
Yeah, I do. I know a girl who is doing her junior cert, and it's just like they're kind of in the same boat, as in they're very uncertain as to what's going on. But I feel like if theirs is cancelled, like last year it got cancelled and they were just given, I think it was like a certificate of completion or something. I feel like if that happened for them, it wouldn't be such, like, I think whatever decision comes out won't possibly affect them as much, as in like they have 2 more years left of school. But for us, if it was a decision that we have to actually sit an exam, and us students know, well, none of us are going to be able to sit an exam, and that would affect our points going into college. While junior cert, I kind of seen it as a practice for the Leaving Cert. That was my own kind of personal view on it, that it didn't really mean much for my future, as in the Leaving Cert is basically your entrance into college.
It is, and it's so important as well. Cathal, have you any worries at all where COVID is concerned, for example? Any health worries about going back to school, congregating before and after school? Any issues about that?
Personally, myself, no. Like, I'd be okay, but I do know people that are anxious and are stressed about the thought of going back to school, because they either have an underlying condition or they're living with parents that have underlying conditions. So They need to be facilitated, as in, if they would like to stay at home, they should be able to access work from online if they don't feel safe, because this pandemic has been going on a long time. So the government should have put in that kind of process to facilitate those people that didn't want to go into school.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we wish you both the very, very best of luck, however this turns out and whichever format it takes. Great to talk to you both today. Thank you. Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That's Nadine and Cathal speaking to us there, Leaving Cert students, and wouldn't you feel for them. We'll take a break and we're back with more Tip Today in just a moment.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call Tip Today on 1-800-938-007. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
The number of COVID-19 cases.